The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The smoke from Canadian wildfires that's been blowing into the U.S. isn't letting up. CBS News meteorologist Craig Allen at the map.
The upper air pattern is likely to change a little bit as we get on into Tuesday, so perhaps the area of unhealthy air quality will reduce somewhat through the day on Tuesday, but it will still be around, and the wildfires are nowhere near being contained across Canada.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to take action against the dozens of Democrats who left the state to block a Republican attempt to redraw congressional district maps. CBS News Texas political reporter Jack Fink.
In addition to calling for their arrests, Governor Abbott threatening to have them removed from office. He cited an opinion by Attorney General Ken Paxton from 2021 saying that he could file a petition with a court accusing lawmakers of abandoning their office. An appellate attorney in Dallas told me he doesn't think a petition such as that would be successful.
The standard he has to hit there is pretty high, that they intended to relinquish their position. And I think all these people have been very clear that they're coming back at some point. In fact, they're absent because they think it's part of being a good representative.
45-year-old Michael Brown, suspected of shooting and killing four people at a bar in Montana Friday morning, still hasn't been found. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in the small town of Anaconda, where the shooting happened.
Police say Brown, an Iraq War veteran, stole a vehicle that had clothes and camping gear inside of it. And while hundreds of officers continue the search behind me on this mountain, residents remain on edge.
Butterflies are slowly disappearing over parts of the U.S. CBS's Jerika Duncan on the threatened future of one of the planet's most important migrating creatures.
From 2000 to 2020, there was a 22% decrease nationwide. And a Michigan State University study reveals that butterfly populations in the Midwest are dwindling even faster.
As UN representatives begin to try to finalize a global treaty on plastic pollution, a unique artwork has been designed to help them keep their eye on the target. CBS's Cammie McCormick has that.
Outside the United Nations headquarters in New York, a replica of Rodin's famous sculpture, The Thinker, is being slowly submerged in plastic rubbish and will disappear under layer upon layer of bottles, toys, and fishing nets during 10 days of talks.
Those talks begin tomorrow. DuPont and two other companies will pay New Jersey up to $2 billion to settle environmental claims stemming from PFAS, commonly referred to as forever chemicals. State officials say this is the largest such settlement in state history. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And progressive.com.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers open a series against the Braves. Milwaukee beating the Nationals yesterday 14-3 to complete a three-game sweep. Manager Pat Murphy says adding new talent like infielders Anthony Ziegler, Caleb Durbin, or trading for Brandon Lockridge is keeping them competitive.
You look at Lockridge and Ziegler, and they don't have very many Major League ABs, so once again, I go back to their hunger. They want to impress. They want to be here. And then Durbin's been on the bench a couple days, so he's like, wait a minute, and that matters. You know, Ortiz finding himself. So all that is collectively a healthy situation when you have young, hungry players.
NFL, the Packers taking a day off from practice. Then they get ready to host the New York Jets Saturday night. Overall, Matt LaFleur pleased with the work they got done on family night.
I think everybody's juices are flowing to get to our preseason games and get the Jets here next week.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a few clouds around here the overnight. Otherwise, light winds. And as we start off your Tuesday morning, temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Now, there will be a little bit of a haze to the sky in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, southeast winds, and lower 80s. Right now, it's 64.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome photographer and musician Chris Rogowski. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks about the box office and upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We try to do this once a month. We're very excited to have our next guest here for a segment, Calvin, we call
Beyond the Cheese.
Joining us is the owner of Poppy Bakery in Milwaukee. Pastry chef Amy Gorski is joining us. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. It turns out that actually you have a nice profile today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Oh, that's
you haven't seen it yet.
So.
Yeah, Rachel
no,
Bernhard.
No, I haven't seen it.
Rachel Bernhard in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today has a really nice review of Poppy Bakery. In the dining section, First Bites, Poppy Bakery is the Swedish addition to Milwaukee's East Side. So you'll have to check that out. We're going to include this article in our show notes after the show. Yeah, it's fabulous. So tell us a little bit about Poppy Bakery, because you started as a pop-up.
Yeah, so I started the bakery about 2 years ago, and I was at the Brookfield Farmers Market, Oconomowoc Farmers Market, and then the Indoor Waukesha Market at Chef Pam's Kitchen. So last year, I kind of really made an imprint on the Brookfield Farmers Market. So I was a weekly vendor, and it just kind of exploded. And then, you know, I've been working towards this for the last 12 years of my career. So it was time to pull the trigger and, you know, just see how far I could take this. And we found a spot, and it all happened within like 6 months. It was really fast, very fast. Yeah, it was one of those where I saw the space. My friend, George Gaspar, he is an incredible realtor, and we just were like, this is it.
This is the spot.
It. Yeah, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I signed on the dotted line and went, what did I just do? But I knew I couldn't pass it up, and everything just felt right. And there were so many little God winks along the way that was telling me this is the right thing. And I just had to do it. So yeah, it worked out.
Where is your space on Milwaukee's East Side?
Yeah. So it's on Ivanhoe. It's right at the intersection of like North Ivanhoe and Prospect, I think.
Okay.
It's right by the Oriental Theater. It's right by like Beans and Barley, the hospital, Whole Foods, like that kind of area. It's kind of tucked away. The Ivanhoe Plaza, they just redid it, and it's beautiful. And so they have this giant mural on the street, and they closed it off. So now it's just this big kind of open space for people to sit and hang out. So it really worked out so that there's kind of more seating outside for people.
I know exactly where that is because I used to live in the apartment buildings that are on Summit and Ivanhoe.
Okay, yeah.
When Vintage used to be Vox, and it was all just a couple bars and a dream, and the old tiny theater, the old Marcus Theater inside the Prospect Mall back in the
day. Well, I remember
I'm
that.
I'm really old. But yeah, I know that. Yeah.
You have you're only open on weekends, correct?
So we opened on Fridays a couple weeks ago, and then probably within the next 2 weeks, we're going to open on Thursdays. And I specifically and strategically did that because I want to make sure that we can deliver consistent, perfect pastry and hospitality. And I just wanted to do it right. And with the incredible staff that I have, we're able to execute Friday, Saturday, and Sunday pretty much flawlessly. And everyone still has a little bit of a work life balance,
right?
You know,
right.
Kind of self included. But yeah, we're working towards a goal of Wednesday through Sunday. But we don't really have a rush. I just want to make sure that we do this right. So,
well, and growing bigger, faster, I would think that's always a challenge that you have to look at, especially as a small business owner, right? You want to make sure, as you said, you can continue to keep your customers happy while at the same you're trying to grow a little bit. I wanted to share this little review from today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I grabbed a savory brioche bacon bun.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Puffy there and puffy and golden around the edges. Dotted with a blend of rich goat cheese, bechamel, Asiago, and Parmesan that crusts and crisps over the top of thick chopped bacon. A scattering of fresh chives and parsley makes it picture perfect. You sold me on that. I'm there.
Wow. You know, it's so funny. So I never, when I started the business, I never set out to have like a pastry that I'm known for, or like that's like the thing you have to get. And the irony of the bacon brioche being one of our best sellers is I was vegan for like 15 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now my best seller is a cheese and bacon pan.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so funny to me. And I was just like, hey, whatever works. But that's a fun one. I haven't changed that. I haven't changed any of that, like any of the components in like 2 years. So that's kind of a cool one that it just seems to stand the test of time, hopefully.
If you're just joining us on Matt and Air on Air, we're speaking to Amy Gorski, who's the pastry chef and owner of Poppy's Bakery in Milwaukee on the east side. And is the story really, Amy, for you just, you were baking, you love baking, like it's, and then someone just said, or you said, I should do this.
Yeah, I was working in fine dining in Chicago, which is where I'm originally from, and I loved it. I loved fine dining, but I wanted something a little bit more sustainable for like the long run. I feel like fine dining is more of a young person's game. And I'm not a night owl. I'm a morning person. Like I'd rather start work at 2 a.m. than get out of work at 2 a.m. I just like cookies. Like cinnamon rolls. Like I don't have this like romantic, like my grandma and I used to do this, my mom and I baked pies. I just like sugar. That's it. Like I just like cookies. And the fun part about owning a bakery is I'll be doing like paperwork or I'll be like working on like costing. And then I'm like, I just bake off like a singular cookie for myself. It's like,
that's awesome. I think that should be your slogan. I just like cookies. We'll just put it on a t-shirt. Poppy Bakery.
That's just it.
I just like cookies.
And
I just need sugar.
I honestly appreciate that attitude towards it because that description of what was that again?
The bacon brioche bun.
The bacon. So I appreciate the wonderful word-filled description, but for me personally, when it comes to anything, whether it's local beers or local foods, for me, my thing is like, I like this. This is, you should have this. This is really good.
You know, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We do some unique flavors. So we put like coriander with the blueberry scone, and we've got, cardamom in our little cardamom chocolate nuts. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to give people what they want to eat. And sometimes it's just a really good chocolate chip cookie. That's it. You know?
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, though, because sometimes I think there is so much pressure on chefs to come up with the latest Sporky.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, you know, what's the most outrageous? Let's get a cookie with green foam and, and fennel or something. It's like,
Well, and that's the thing where it's like, if I do something a little bit unique or like out of the box, it's intentional. Mm-hmm. There's purpose behind it because, you know, for example, the fruit brioche bun that we just did, it is a blackberry bun with a tarragon vanilla pastry cream. Some people aren't super familiar with tarragon, but they like vanilla, they like blackberries, and they seem to like my bakery. So they're more inclined to be like, all right, we'll take a little bit of a risk. But I'm not trying to be weird.
Yeah.
Well, like it works well, you know? So it complements, you know, everything we do is intentional. So, you know, adding a little bit of this or that spice or herb, whatever, it's hopeful to, you know, enhance the experience of the pastry, not just to be weird.
To be, yeah. I think so many places do that. It's like weird is always better.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that's necessarily true.
We took this breakfast sandwich and we put motor oil on it because, you know,
no one's done that before.
I can completely appreciate that. I can appreciate the vision. And I watch some of the, I don't watch many of them, but like the recipes people come up with, I get it and I respect that. But at the end of the day, I want to try something. I want to taste something that tastes good. And I don't want to feel guilty because I feel like there's a sense of like, if you don't like it, your palate isn't good enough. Therefore, you don't deserve something higher end and custom made to it. And I have to imagine in that industry, because I used to work in the craft beer world, people are telling you what you should put in your creations. You know what you should do? Throw ghost peppers in here. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't need to, but I'm sure you're always getting advice on how to do it better.
I know. So it's just one of those things where you kind of take everything, you know, with a grain of salt. And, you know, I do appreciate, you know, the feedback. And I also think it's important to listen to your guests, you know, and you know, to see what each community wants. And, it, you know, like Brookfield, they really, really love the savory pastries. Great. So we put some more savories on. Eastside seems to be a little bit sweeter. So, all right, we'll maybe focus our efforts on more sweet pastries or lighter pastries or, you know, like the Eastside really likes their butter. So we'll just, you know, like, it's true. It's funny because I'm from Chicago. And so it's been kind of a unique shift where it's like, yeah, like we like butter and cheese in Chicago too. But then I was like, but again, it's important to listen to your guests because you know we're feeding the community. I want to make our community happy, so why not, you know, like great, that's more
wait, you want happy customers to come back and tell that what a weird business model. Also Chicago's like a love of butter and cheese and drinking. You're adorable.
You guys, you're getting there. Just keep up with a little bit. We're talking to Amy Gorski here on Matt Nair on Air. She has joined us for Beyond the Cheese, a segment where we like to highlight businesses outside of the dairy industry. Amy has a relatively new bakery on Milwaukee's East Side called Poppy Bakery, and we're going to continue our conversation. I want to talk about all the local sourcing that you do and a lot of very seasonal things that you do. Amy Gorski, our guest, right here. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Vast, statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the world on the app. We are the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. Swing, man. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I guarantee you there's a market for people who want to watch a middle-aged guy change his clothes, do his dishes. People are so bored and will look at anything. So what I thought could be fun, and Conrad, I need your okay on this. I would never, you know, volunteer you for this, but you and I should both set up OnlyFans page and see who gets more followers.
I'm okay on that. I don't think
he's blushing.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matinee on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck. Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Matinee on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Beyond the Cheese.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Hello, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up a little bit later on, Todd Alba today from 2 to 4. He's back in Madison, and he is joined by Janelle Mella. She is with Wisconsin Watch. They're going to talk about concerning trends in public health around Wisconsin. We talked about, yay, we have measles back in Wisconsin. And the state has its first, yes, reported case of measles. In the 3 o'clock hour on Todd's show, another great edition of What's Worse, featuring your neighbors. So join Todd today from 2 to 4. Right now, we're joined by the owner of Poppy Bakery, Amy Gorski, is here. And Amy is a relatively new place on Milwaukee's east side. And there's a great review of Poppy Bakery today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Rachel Bernhard. And she talks about your life-changing salted chocolate chip cookies.
Wait, what?
Oh, that's very kind. Yeah, like, I had no idea that article was even coming out today. So this a lot that's happening great. On my one day off.
Yeah. Well, that's a good day for you. Let's talk about the local sourcing that you do and all the seasonal things that you like to do at Poppy Bakery.
Yeah. So I've been working with a farm out in Michigan, Mick Klug Farm, my entire career. They have just the best produce and they're just good people. Good, honest people. And specifically in Wisconsin, I've worked with Meadowlark Organic Farm for some flowers. So I like to incorporate local flowers, alternative flowers. We use spelt, we use rye. In our sourdough loaves, we'll use Meadowlark flour. I like it for the nutrition aspect of it, but also so people in the community know that like you can get this local flour too. But yeah, I really like to use a lot of seasonal produce as well. It just tastes better. Plus, it you know, it puts the money back into the farmers' pockets, and that's really important to me. So it, yeah, that's kind of like the ethos of the brand, and also like the way that I eat. So,
So, and you are going to be expanding, and you're going to be going into catering as well.
Yeah. So, we've had a lot of guests ask if they, or if we could provide smaller pastries for break rooms and parties. And so, we're going to be launching that soon. I just have to kind of figure out how to get that up on the website. So like, that's kind of a struggle of being a small business is like, don't really have, you know, the funds to be out. So yeah, I'm kind of one of those, like, I didn't realize how many hats that I have to wear.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to do that. We did that in July for, kind of a test run. We did mini cookies for 4th of July backyard barbecues and things like that. And we had a lot of success with that. So we'll be launching mini cookies and, like sweets. And then we'll also do like breakfast platters. So we have mini biscuits and mini scones, and it's just fun to make small portions. And it's cute because we don't skimp on portions. As I've been told, like for me, like our cookie is a normal size cookie, but like to the average guest, it's like a giant. And I'm like, oh, okay.
It's a Wisconsin proportion. It's a Wisconsin proportion.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
And then a cookie is a meal to me. So like, why not?
Gavin, we're going to be sending you to pick up our breakfast orders now from Poppy Bakery in Milwaukee, just so you know.
We got to.
It's
going to
be an extra part of your job.
There you go.
I don't think that's unfair.
I think it's perfectly fine to put in the job description, because now I'm very hungry and I want sweet stuff. And I, too, love butter.
I just like cookies.
Yeah, there you go.
I just like cookies.
Yeah. That should actually be on a Poppy Bakery tote. I just love cookies.
It is so funny because I've had a lot of interviews and in media, and I think they were expecting this romantic story, and I was like, I was a Food Network kid. Like, I liked watching, you know, like how food's made, and then I was like, all right, make it myself.
Do you watch the Great British Baking Show?
I don't really watch much TV. I've seen a couple clips of it. It is kind of funny, those like TikTok little clips and things like that. But I am aware and familiar with it, but I don't really religiously watch it. But there's been some funny like moments.
There's just like way too much engineering that goes on with the bakery that they're trying to make. Seriously, you need an engineering degree to build.
They're trying to make a wedding cake in like 30 minutes. And I'm like,
because that takes, I mean, especially when you work with yeast, that stuff takes time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our cinnamon rolls, it's a like 3-day process. So that's also why, you know, it's certain products. Yeah, sure. We can always bake more. And then there are certain products I'm like, I can't just bake more.
Whip them out.
So it's tricky because you're trying to, you know, figure out trends and figure out how much to make, not over bake, but not under bake. And so like every service, I'm just like, well,
hope for the best.
The right amount.
Amy Gorski is the owner of Poppy Bakery on Milwaukee's East Side. It's 2021 East Ivanhoe Place. We'll put all of the information into our show notes. And Amy, because you were on Beyond the Cheese, we have a special gift for you.
You'll be getting one of our Beyond the Cheese hats, knit hat, provided to us by Wisconsin Knitwear. Knit hats, I'm sorry. Thank you once again, Steven
Arenzo.
Arenzen, who made those as a surprise to us, but yet it's a nice hat to keep on your head and when you were on the show. So, do we want to give one away?
Let's give one away right now. If you would like a Beyond the Cheese hat, give us a call. First person through 855-752-4842. Highly sought after and much desired Beyond the Cheese hat. 855-752-4842. Amy Gorski, it's been such a pleasure. Best of luck. Yeah. We'll follow up with you in a couple months.
And thanks so much for having me.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Take care.
We have news coming up next. When we return, audio sorbet. I need help with a backyard wildlife issue. Help me. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Air quality alerts continue across the upper U.S. as meteorologist Craig Allen tells us wildfire smoke from Canada follows the jet stream.
The worst of the fires in Canada run from the Northwest Territories down to the south-southeast into portions of Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and then over towards Ontario.
Texas U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett is supporting the State House Democrats who left Texas to stop a Republican plan redrawing congressional districts.
The Democrats are not going to stand for this any longer. We know that we are standing for the people. And so long as we stand for the people, I absolutely believe the people are going to stand for us.
A $7,500 reward is now offered in the search for Michael Paul Brown, wanted for the shooting deaths of four people in Anaconda, Montana.
It's an uneasy feeling knowing that there's someone out there that has the capacity to do this, and we don't know where they are.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers open a series against the Braves. Milwaukee beating the Nationals yesterday 14-3 to complete a three-game sweep. Manager Pat Murphy says adding new talent like infielders Anthony Ziegler, Caleb Durbin, or trading for Brandon Lockridge is keeping them competitive.
You look at Lockridge and Ziegler, and they don't have very many Major League ABs, so once again, I go back to their hunger. They want to impress. They want to be here. And then Durbin's been on the bench a couple days, so he's like, wait a minute, and that matters. You know, Ortiz finding himself. So all that is collectively a healthy situation when you have young, hungry players.
NFL, the Packers taking a day off from practice. Then they get ready to host the New York Jets Saturday night. Overall, Matt LaFleur pleased with the work they got done on family night.
I think everybody's juices are flowing to get to our preseason games and get the Jets here next week.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fantastic Four, The First Steps, was tops at the box office this past weekend, despite a bigger attendance dip than prognosticators initially thought. The film opened strong with $117 million last weekend, but dropped off by almost 70% to pull in only $40 million this past weekend. According to Variety, that is a sign the film has not connected with audiences beyond superhero fans. The film is sitting at $198 million domestically and cost $200 million to make. Coming in second place was The Bad Guys 2, which brought in just under $23 million, matching the original film's take on opening weekend in 2022. Audience scores were through the roof, which could mean the film will be in theaters for a while. Landing in third place with $17 million at the gate was the highly anticipated The Naked Gun. The film pulled in another $12 million overseas. Audience scores for this comedy are also strong. Superman and Jurassic World Rebirth rounded out the top five. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a few clouds around here the overnight. Otherwise, light winds. And as we start off your Tuesday morning, temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Now, there will be a little bit of a haze to the sky in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, southeast winds, and lower 80s. Right now, it's 64.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss the Trump tariffs. They're off, they're on, they're up, they're down. But what does it mean to us in Wisconsin? We'll be joined by Wisconsin business owner Kyle LaFond on that and also PBS.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have baseball later on today. Our broadcast starts at 5:40. The Brewers in Atlanta against the Braves. You can catch the game on terrestrial radio on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, here in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN, in Park Falls, WCQM, and in Hayward on WBZH. The Brewers at the Braves. Our broadcast starts at 5:40 this afternoon. This is the portion of the show we call Audio Sorbet, where we like to lighten things up, get away from the news so we can all take a breath.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to talk about this because I feel so guilty.
I wish you wouldn't.
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
With a therapist. But anyway, let's talk about wildlife backyard rescues.
Oh, boy.
Bunnies.
Yeah.
Birds.
Yep.
Have you ever rescued any wildlife from your backyard? We're looking for wildlife backyard rescues at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And this is because I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
And I would like you to clarify the fact that it's not just like, oh, it can't get out of the birdhouse. Its head is
Head is stuck.
Like, yeah.
So we have a garage light on our side door on the garage. And I put a little birdhouse up there to stop the robins from building a nest there because they're so aggressive once the babies hatch.
Yeah.
I was coming out of the garage with an umbrella to keep them from dive bombing me. So after that summer and Birdie, Egg, and Shelly all hatched, and they went away. So I put a birdhouse up there because I thought, well, then this way the robins can't build up there and some other smaller bird can use the birdhouse. Mm-hmm. It's a little A-shaped birdhouse. It's got obviously the hole in the front where they go in and out.
Yeah.
But there's also the sides. There's a gap of about this big on the sides.
About an inch and a half.
About an inch.
Yeah.
And that's where this little baby bird has his head stuck out.
Okay.
On the side.
Yeah.
Up next to the garage.
Yeah.
He can't get out.
Okay.
Everybody else is out.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with him. If I try to take the birdhouse out, I'm afraid I'm going to break his little neck.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid if I leave him there, he's going to strangle.
I think
die of thirst or something.
I think those are both very, very, you know, legitimate concerns. I mean,
I was awake until 1 o'clock last night.
I understand this, you know.
Am I the only one who agonizes over this stuff?
I don't think so. You think you're the only one who does things, and you're not. You're surrounded by friends who care and feel feelings and think about things that are not themselves. And I think there are a lot of people out there who can identify with this. We had something similar in the backyard, mowed the lawn one day, and this is going to like get really sad, I guess. There was a little nest of bunnies in the backyard, and it was baby bunnies, and they weren't fully there yet,
yeah.
And Maybelle found them, and yeah. That was the end of that story before it gets weird.
I had to do that with Barkley once, and a piece of chicken worked.
There you go.
For him to let the baby bunny go.
Yeah, it was, no, this
it was too late, yeah.
But I think if you want to free the bird, it sounds like you might have to just gently take it off. Or rip it apart gently. I don't know if that's possible.
I can't get it apart where it is because it's kind of wedged in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to take the birdhouse out
very
carefully.
Yeah.
And then either I'm going to have to get a saw to try to saw the top off the birdhouse so he can get his little neck out.
Yeah.
I talked about this a little bit on Pat Kreitlow's show. He said we should call him Darwin.
Patrick Jerome. That's not...
He was trying to make me feel better.
I don't know. I just feel like we're coming up with better solutions here. You know, I mean, and that is the ultimate thing, too, is that there's nothing... This is not your fault, Jane.
I feel like I picked the wrong birdhouse.
Well, now you know what you can do is you can take some sort of material and close up those gaps. Whether it's, you know, some caulking or maybe just put some foam, something in there that will close those gaps up so it's only that entry and exit that are there for...
I'm just going to put a big box up there so no more birds can build a nest up there.
Or that, too. I mean...
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a... That's hardly a Marlon Perkins way out of this. Trying to be good nature, girl.
No, I mean, when you get home, I know you're going to come up with an idea. And if anyone has ever come across this as well, please let us know. But I think the only options are, you know, if the life of the birdie is your concern, then you just need to take it apart in a...
Give it a try.
Do you have a Sawzall at home?
He's going to have a heart attack and he's going
to
die.
I know. I'm just trying to think of like, I know it's a loud noise and everything, but I'm trying to think of options here. And
Anne-Marie says I can call the Humane Society.
Really?
I didn't think they would do that, Anne-Marie. I'll give it a shot.
That's interesting. I would call. Yeah.
I'll give them a call.
Give them a call. See what they can do. And
but I don't know that they do bird house rescues.
You never know.
Worth giving it a try.
Animal and Humane are in their title. You never know. When Maybelle got a hold of her first hunt, which was a squirrel, it was in the backyard, and Bridget bagged it up and put it in the garage. And I said, "What do we do?" And like she said, "Call Animal Control. They'll collect it and do their thing." I said, "Okay, cool."
Just to test it.
And I called Animal Control, and they said, "Yeah, we don't do it anymore." I'm like, "Well, what do I do?" He goes, "Just throw it out." I'm like, "Oh,
all right then."
Cool. So yeah, it's. I would be happy if they help, but I think this is something you can also do as well. You know, I think you can do this. I believe in you.
Thank you. I've been laying out my approach.
Yeah, of course you have.
As I think about how I'm going to get this birdhouse down, I'm going to come from the back so he doesn't see me coming, so I don't freak him out. And then I'll try and push the birdhouse tight enough to the one side so I can slip him out.
Yeah.
And then we'll take it from there.
Butter his head. Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really?
My goodness. Aren't you glad we talked about this now? Look at the solutions.
I am. I'm really curious.
Yeah. I would also, I don't know like what a baby bird would eat if you want to give it a little bit of food, too, because right now it's...
Well, I know.
Yeah.
Wildlife Backyard Rescues. This is our audio sorbet for today because I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse by my garage. 855-752-4842. Marlene from Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Marlene. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. My suggestion would be to call the Wildlife in Need Center, and you would probably have to take the birdhouse there. They're in Oconomowoc, but their number is 262-965-3090. And their whole mission is to rehabilitate injured and wildlife, which this is going to fall into that category if you don't figure something out.
That's
you are awesome, Marlene. This bugged me until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Sue from Franklin just sent us the same information. Wildlife in Need Center, maybe someone worth talking to as well.
Absolutely.
Tammy from Eau Claire says contact the DNR. Jules in Mozanie says see if there are any bird rescues in the area or just call one and ask for their advice.
Okay.
You know, these are all... Thank you so much, everyone, for reaching out
on
this one, because I know how much this was paining you, and it's, you know, I get it. I absolutely get it. And look at this. You are not alone.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. 855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Good morning, Ollie. What do you think I should do about my stuck baby bird?
Well, actually, this is a little audio sorbet to make you feel less bad. Our rescue animal rescue was that when my sisters and I were little and we were on our way to the movies, we came across a little bird that wouldn't fly. So we decided that we would take it home, but we had to go to the movies first. So we brought it. My sister put it in her pocket and took it to the movies, and she decided she didn't want to leave it in her pocket because it might doo-doo in there. So we put it in the popcorn bag, and during the movie, it escaped from the popcorn bag. So there were four little girls scrambling around on the floor looking for this loose bird. And we were sure our dad was going to get fired because he was the projectionist.
Oh, no.
Ollie, for extra points, what movie did you see?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, all right.
They're chasing around a baby bird around the movie.
No, you're taking it a matinee. That's fine. It's like, you know, ideas to watch movies later.
Did you get him back?
We did. We caught him, but honestly, it's been so long ago, I don't even remember what happened. No doubt our dad said, no, you're not bringing that thing home.
Nice try.
You girls couldn't take care of a dog. I'm not letting you have a bird.
Thank you, Ollie. Appreciate it. Wildlife Backyard Rescues, 855-752-4842. I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse above my garage door.
Yeah.
855-75-CIVIC. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning to you both. They make small hand saws that you could use to make that hole bigger.
Yeah. Well, it's not stuck in the hole right now,
Troy. It's not stuck in the hole. It's stuck in this little side opening.
Yeah.
Right, right. The side opening.
You could do that.
I'm afraid I'm going to cut his little head off.
Well, after you free him.
Well, I got to get him out of there.
Well, he's giving you an after thing right now, Jane. He's trying to help with a new solution.
I apologize, Troy.
Yeah.
I'm very emotional about this.
Thank you, Troy. We appreciate your help.
I do appreciate it.
I think it's either about like sealing up those sides and making sure that can't happen again. Or as Troy said, yeah, you can get a small handsaw and maybe cut it open a little bit wider.
We're just going to move. 855-752-4842. Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I like that the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes. I don't care how many months it's interest free. No.
Not going to do it.
No.
Appreciate that, Richard. Thank you. Well, thank you for all your suggestions. I'm going to try the a couple of the places that you guys mentioned.
Yeah.
And give them a call. And I'll start with the Humane Society and then I'll look for some bird rescues too.
But try it yourself too. See if you can honestly, it might just be without hurting it, just might be a little gentle push. You never know. It's a baby, so it's not going to be very strong. Well, it might be easier than you think.
Not like I'm expecting him to fight me back.
No, that's not what... My God! I'm done trying to help you!
I'll give you an update on Darwin tomorrow. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This shouldn't be a thing. Your worst nightmare is coming up. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Cheap, cheap.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down at our new clinic in Hudson. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Hudson. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person, That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Why not also congratulate Terry from Greenfield? She called in and picked up that wonderful Beyond the Cheese knit hat, courtesy of Wisconsin Knitwear. Steven Lorenzo was so gracious to have those made up for us out of the goodness of his heart. And thanks also to Amy Gorski from Poppy Bakery, who joined us right after 10 o'clock. She has a new great bakery on Milwaukee's East Side. If you ever have a suggestion for Beyond the Cheese, which is where we highlight a business outside of dairy, just let us know about it. Contact us at Jane Says. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. You can use that same address for events going on in your neighborhood, anything else you want to contact the show about. That is the most direct way to get a hold of us. Mm-hmm. Or you can call, text, or leave a voice note directly from the Civic Media app.
That's absolutely. I even say it sometimes and don't realize I'm playing words and punning. So,
coming up tomorrow, Todd Alba, our friend and colleague and our road trip companion from a couple of weeks ago. Todd's going to be here after the 9:30 news, and we're going to be joined by Civic Media's, as we call, genie of just about everything, Terry Barr. Emmy award-winning Terry Barr. You hear her all over the network. She does great, great features and great feature stories called
Taste of Wisconsin.
Taste of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Slice of Wisconsin. Slice of Wisconsin.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
Sorry, I just honestly went to a thing called Taste of Wisconsin last weekend, so now I'm
he's confused.
Street tacos.
So
on the
Terry
line.
Will be here tomorrow for Audio Sorbet at 10:33. Right now, though, Calvin, it's getting a little late. 10:54. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
All right. Galvin found this one from the Associated Press. No one with the byline. The headline reads, hot dog spill shuts down highway in Pennsylvania commuters' worst nightmare. Worst.
No. I got it. There's nothing about that. You can't do anything about that joke. Just stand there and let it bowl. There it is. Don't encourage her.
A truckload. I'm just reading the headline. A truckload of hot dogs spilled across a Pennsylvania interstate Friday after a crash that briefly clogged the heavy traveled artery in both directions. Crews were stuck with a job they did not relish.
God.
Rolling up the scattered tube steaks for disposal. Shrewsbury Fire Company Chief Brad Dauberman says, quote, once those leave the truck and hit the road, that's all garbage. And it's still pretty warm, unquote.
I don't know, man. 5-second rule says I can eat some of those.
I think 5 seconds.
The hot dogs that land on top of the hot dogs.
They're fine.
They're fine. Well, yeah. You just put a little relish and mustard on there. Good to go.
The tractor trailer had an unspecified mechanical problem a few miles north of the Maryland line right during morning rush hour. It pushed into a passenger vehicle and scraped along a concrete divider, and the trailer got ripped open spilling versed all over the road. 4 people actually did require medical attention, not life-threatening. A front-end loader was used to scoop up the hot dogs and drop them in a dump truck.
Oh, man.
Emergency crews couldn't help but see the humor. The guy from the fire department says his daughter texted him a photo of a hot dog-themed T-shirt. Fire chief says, quote, I can tell you personally, hot dogs are very slippery. I did not know that.
Well, no, sir. No, sir. You don't just get to say that statement and walk away like you're still a professional at what you do.
I can tell you personally, hot dogs are very slippery. I did not know that.
Can you tell us more about the accident? What accident? I don't know what you're talking about.
It was very slippery.
It's just a thought on my mind.
So be careful out there, I guess.
I love it when we get the ones that have no one on the byline, because some guy in the office like, hey, Chris, this is a fun story.
Did you cover this?
Good puns. You didn't put your name in there. Yeah, I didn't want to, because this will not be considered for a Pulitzer, so therefore I don't want to be associated press with this.
Story you can't help but line it up again, Kelvin. A story you can't help but relish. Thank you. Two shows.
Calvin, do that faster. Catch up. Seriously.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and traffic and everyone at Civic. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We have news coming up next. And then Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, Todd Alba 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6, Pete Schwaba and Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. Keep it right here. We are the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll see you tomorrow.
are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Fire crews are battling more than a dozen wildfires across California, Nevada, Arizona, and Utah. In California, spokesman Fleming Bertelson with Los Padres National Forest says firefighters there are dealing with unusually dry conditions.
This year, we had less than 50% of our annual rainfall. And as a result, the fuels are at less than 50% moisture content right now, which is it's critical level right now.
Meanwhile, smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to cause air quality concerns for millions of Americans in the Midwest and Northeast. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore is mapping the haze.
The worst of the air quality, not just in the United States, but in the world, is right in Detroit, but still some reduced air quality across the Northeast today as we track some of that smoke being pulled to the south and to the east.